park or waxing his car. I'll never understand why some people enjoy those things. They're such a pain. But everybody's different, I guess. And I suppose every family ought to have at least one person like that. The whole family used to ski, so every winter they'd strap their skis to the roof of this big car and go off somewhere, looking like they were going to have the greatest time. I hate skiing myself, but anyhow, this makes them sound like a typical, ordinary, happy family, I suppose. But that's really just what they were, a typical, ordinary, happy family. There was nothing about them whatsoever that would make you raise your eyebrows and say, yeah, okay, but what about that? People in the neighborhood used to whisper, I wouldn't live in a creepy place like that if you gave it to me free. But the Miyawakis lived such a peaceful life there. It could have been a picture in a frame without a speck of dust on it. They were the ones in the fairy tale who got to live happily ever after. Compared to my family, at least, they seemed to be living 10 times as happily ever after. And the two girls seemed really nice whenever I met them. I used to wish that I had sisters like them. The whole family always seemed to be laughing, including the dog. I could never have imagined that you could blink one day and all of this would be gone. But that's just what happened. One day, I noticed that the whole family, the German Shepherd included, had disappeared as if a gust of wind had just blown them away, leaving only the house behind. For a while, maybe a week, no one in the neighborhood noticed that the Miyawakis had disappeared. It did cross my mind that it was strange the lights weren't coming on at night, but I figured they must be off on one of their family trips. Then my mother heard people saying that the Miyawakis seemed to have absconded. I remember asking her to explain what the word meant. Nowadays, we just say run away, I suppose. Whatever you call it, once the people who lived there had disappeared, the whole look of the house changed. It was almost creepy. I'd never seen a vacant house before, so I didn't know what an ordinary vacant house looked like, but I guess I thought it would have a sad, beaten sort of look, like an abandoned dog or a cicada's cast-off shell. The Miyawaki's house, though, was nothing like that. It didn't look beaten at all. The minute the Miyawakis left, it got this know-nothing look on its face, like, I've never heard of anybody called Miyawaki. At least that's how it looked to me. It was like some stupid, ungrateful dog. As soon as they were gone, it turned into this self-sufficient vacant house that had nothing at all to do with the Miyawaki family's happiness. It really made me mad. I mean, the house must have been just as happy as the rest of the family when the Miyawakis were there. I'm sure it enjoyed being cleaned so nicely and taken care of, and it wouldn't have existed at all if Mr. Miyawaki hadn't been nice enough to build it in the first place. Don't you agree? You just can't trust a house. You know as well as I do what the place was like after that, Mr. Wind-Up Bird. The house was abandoned with no one to live in it and all smeared with bird shit and stuff. That was all I had to look at from my window for years when I was at my desk studying or pretending to study. On clear days, rainy days, snowy days, or in typhoons, it was right there outside my window, so I couldn't help but see it when I looked out. And strangely enough, as the years went by, I tried less and less not to notice it. I could, and often did, spend whole half hours at a time with my elbow on my desk, doing nothing but look at that vacant house. I don't know. Not very long ago, the place had been overflowing with laughter, and clean white clothes had been flapping in the wind like in a commercial for washing powder. I wouldn't say Mrs. Miyawaki was abnormal or anything, but she liked to do laundry way more than most ordinary people. All of that was gone in a flash. The yard was covered with weeds, and there was nobody left to remember the happy days of the Miyawaki family. To me, that seemed so strange. Let me just say this. I wasn't especially friendly with the Miyawaki family. In fact, I hardly ever talked to any of them, except to say, hi, on the street. But because I spent so much time and energy watching them from my window every day, I felt as if the family's happy doings had become a part of me. You know how in the corner of a family photo there'll be a glimpse of this person who has nothing to do with them? So sometimes I get this feeling like part of me absconded with the Miyawakis and just disappeared. I guess that's pretty weird, huh? To feel like part of you is gone because it absolutely